Page 37. Chapter 8. And so the monster began.
At first, I was confused by everything. I lived in the woods near Ingolstadt. Gradually, I learned to recognize the birds, insects, plants, and trees. I once found a fire left by others, and so I learned how to keep myself warm at night. But I was very hungry, and I looked for food. I found a small barn where an old man was making breakfast. On seeing me, he screamed and ran away as fast as he could. I ate his breakfast, then I lay down and slept. I awoke at noon and walked on. At sunset, I reached a village. It seemed wonderful. The barns, cottages, and bigger houses, many with milk and cheese in the windows. I entered one of the better houses, but the children screamed and one of the women fainted. The whole village came. Some ran away and some attacked me. I left. Eventually, I found a small building next to an isolated cottage. It was simple but dry. I was also able to look out through gaps in the walls and see into the cottage through a gap in one of them. A little later, a young woman arrived. A young man met her, and they went into the cottage. Inside the room, I saw an old man who looked very unhappy. The girl was doing various jobs. Then she gave the old man a guitar, and he began to play while she sang. It was beautiful. The young man returned later with wood for the fire, a loaf, and cheese. The girl cooked some plants from the garden, and they all ate. Then night fell, and the family went to sleep. I thought about what I had seen, and the people's gentle manners. I wanted to join them, but I decided to stay there quietly, to observe and understand them. I watched them working. I also noticed that the young man and woman treated the old man with love and respect. But sometimes they went off together and cried. I couldn't understand why. Later I understood that they were very poor and hungry. Previously I had sometimes stolen their food, but after that I lived on what I could find from the woods. I also helped them. I cut wood for them at night, as the young man spent much of the day looking for wood for the fire. At first, they were very surprised, but then they spent the days repairing the cottage and working in the garden. Through watching and listening to them, I learnt a lot of basic words and also the names of the three: father, brother, or son, or Felix, sister, or Agatha. As the winter progressed, I learnt more of their words. The father was blind, so the son sometimes read to him. I wanted to meet these sweet, kind people, but I realized that I needed to be able to use their language well. I admired their beauty, and I knew that I was monstrous because I had seen myself reflected in a pool of water. My daily life was almost always the same. I watched the people in the morning, slept in the middle of the day, watched them again in the afternoon and evening, and then if it was a clear night, I went out into the woods to collect my own food and to cut wood for them. As spring arrived, I had happy feelings in my heart. One day, a lady arrived at the cottage. When Felix saw her, his sadness disappeared, and a great change began in their lives. She met his sister and father, but she could not speak their language, nor they hers. They started teaching her their language, and so I followed them very carefully. The lady was called Safi, and she and I improved our language quickly. I also learned to read as she did, and learnt about history and society through the book that Felix used to teach her. However, I also realized that I was lower than the lowest human. There was no one like me. Was I a monster that all men ran from and nobody wanted? The gentle words of Agatha and Safi were not for me, nor the conversation of the old man and Felix. They talked of families, friends, and children, but where were mine? My past life was completely empty. I had always been the same height and size, and I had never seen another being like me. What was I?